want no leftover.
Mm-hmm. Would you say if you had something more than you could eat on Sunday, maybe on Monday you'd eat it, and you would say that you're having what?
Leftover.
If you had a meal on Sunday, you know,
yeah,
you couldn't eat all of it on Sunday. You might have it on Monday, and you'd say that you're on Monday you're having
leftover.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. After you put your food in your mouth, you begin to do what?
Chew. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some meat's so tough it's about all you can do to chew it.
I spit it out.
Sometimes it's, you might say that, have you ever had your throat real sore, and it was so sore that it took everything you could do to...
Well, I had never had it that bad.
Mm-hmm. You could barely do what? You could barely do what? It was so swollen.
Swallow.
I couldn't swallow. Mm-hmm. You take your time about swallowing, yeah.
That's right. You might get yourself choked up.
That's right.
General, have you ever taken some cornmeal and boiled it, maybe with some salt and water, and eaten it that way? What would you call something like that? Have you ever seen anybody eat anything like
that? I ain't never seen it, but I hear them call it kush.
Is that right? I wonder what it is.
But it's boiled meal and salt together.
I wonder what it tastes like. It doesn't sound too good.
I ain't never tasted it. You know, folks, there's people's eating different ways. People, something that mean you couldn't stand, some folks lives.
That's the truth.
Good to them.
My brother's real peculiar about what he'll eat. He just won't eat some things. One of them, I think it's Philip, just won't eat squash. And I just love the stuff, but he won't touch it.
Won't?
Just doesn't love it. Don't know why. Talking about squash and, you know, carrots and peas and beets and that sort of thing, what would you call all that? Those are all what?
Food.
They're food, but it's not like meat. They're all
different. Squash, you said.
Yeah, squash or beans.
Vegetables.
Yeah, they're all vegetables.
That's right.
If you raised them at home, what would you call them? Instead of buying them at the store, you'd say, I'm having...
Flesh.
You know, these are the ones that you've raised outside, out back somewhere, you didn't buy from the store. Would you call them anything different?
I would. Fresh vegetables.
Fresh vegetables. Would you ever call them homegrown vegetables?
Well, that's what it ought to be, homegrown stuff. Mm-hmm. See, you grow that at your place, you don't know where this come from.
That's right. What would you call a small place near your house where you grow your vegetables? You say you're going to go out
garden.
And work in the garden? Mm-hmm. What's the kind of food that you usually have, you might have with your breakfast? You might have it with sausage and eggs. And it's made out of whole grains of corn after the outside cover's been removed.
Whole grains of corn.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Homely?
No, it wouldn't be.
What are you talking
homely?
About?
Homely?
Okay, well, that, I wanted to ask you about that too. Have you ever eaten any of that?
Like sure. Any? You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to me.
Mm. I see it.
Okay. You know, some people, when they eat meat, they might have mashed potatoes or something with the meat, and some people might have something else. What might you have other than mashed potatoes with meat to go with it?
Bread, but that's
might have bread.
That's right.